Good morning and welcome to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. CAU Now features news, interviews, and spotlights about what's going on at your Clark Atlanta University. Here's your host for CAU Now, Desmond Dickerson.
You're listening to CAU Now on WCLK. I'm Desmond Dickerson, and today I have Nakisha Whitaker with me this morning. She recently won the Arthur Ashe Award and was listed as one of the NCAA Woman of the Year finalists. Nakisha, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You ran, while you were here at Clark Atlanta, you ran track and cross country. How did you initially get into those sports?
Well, I had no interest in any kind of athletics. I always would like dance and cheer. But my sister, she was the one who was into running. So my grandma was like, well, running is free. So that's what you'll do. So I just ended up doing it all throughout middle school and high school. And I got offered a scholarship to college. So I just took it to pay for school.
Excellent. Excellent. So did you have a preference between track or cross country, or was it?
I like cross country more better than track. I hated track.
Why is that?
It's just the whole atmosphere. Like cross country is more smaller and you're just more focused on your team. It's more teamwork, and track, I kind of feel like it's more individual thing.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you're more of a team player there. Mm-hmm. So while you were on campus and experienced that student athlete life, what was, walk me through your routine. What was a typical day like for you?
Well, some days we had morning practice, so we would have to be up at like 5 o'clock and meet at the stadium at 6, and we'll go for a run downtown. Then I'll go back to my room, take a shower, go to class, tired and sleepy, and then sometimes we might have to come back in the evening to do weights or something at 3, so we'll be back. But usually I just went to class all day, and anytime I got an hour in between, I tried to sleep. And then after class was practice. So.
Gotcha. Sounds pretty intense there. Mm-hmm. So aside from the training regimen and, being a student, what was the dietary restrictions like for you? Was that tough?
Not really, because you could kind of eat what you want. It just depends on how your body reacts. And I knew that my body would totally collapse if I was eating chips and drinking soda and stuff. So I always was very strict. I drank only water and maybe like some juice sometimes, like cranberry juice and stuff like that. And I always tried to eat like a lot of pasta and vegetables.
Yeah, I see that you have the jug of water with you here this morning. Are these some things that have stuck with you even after you've finished your career?
Yeah, I'm starting to eat a little bit more junk food now since I know I can do it. But I'm still used to eating pasta stuff. I still eat a lot of pasta and I drink my big thing of water. Like I just can't live without it.
So what was the camaraderie like amongst your cross country teammates? Did you guys hang out a lot outside of the track, or how was that?
Yes, like cross country, like family, like it's kind of like our coach like forces us to be like, we have no other choice. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, those are some of my closest friends that I hang out with, and they're kind of like my only friends. I never had time to meet other people really outside of track. So
what about your relationship with your coaches? Are you still in communication with them, and were there any particular coaches that had a significant help or role in your development as an athlete?
Yes, I still am very close to Coach Page and Coach Morgan. Coach Paige, she's like a mom to me, so I tell her all my business sometimes, and like I'm very close to her. Like she really does step out of her coaching role to be there for you more.
Do you remember any specific lessons that you had to learn once you got to the collegiate level that were different as far as maybe your technique or your approach athletically?
Yes, I learned that you really have to be disciplined, and like a lot of things that you will usually let bother you, like shin splits and stuff like that. Like I really had to like be strong about that. Like, I couldn't let it affect me at all because I knew other people were dependent on me.
Right. Did you experience any injuries, any significant injuries while you were here?
Well, I had shin splits. That's not really considered a significant injury, like, because my coach doesn't care about injuries. But but it really did bother me a lot because I never was used to that kind of pain in my legs. But I sucked it up all 4 years.
Now, outside of the coaches that you had experience with, were there any particular professors that helped guide you along your way academically?
Yes, Dr. Georgian Thomas. Like when I took her class, like I changed, and everybody's like, "Oh, you're crazy!" After you took her class,
but what class was that?
Humanities.
Okay.
And she really helped me to develop like my sense of self and like what it is being an African American woman, and like I really did change my whole mindset after I took her class.
That's awesome. That's great to hear. Do you remember any specific instance or a particular lesson or a class that she taught that just resonated with you?
It was a lot of the literature that she brought in, like Pedagogy of the Oppressed and things like that, just really helped you to look at how the world really is functioning, things like that, that really enlightened me.
So once you underwent that change or kind of had to, you know, felt more comfortable with yourself, how did that impact the way you interacted with some of your friends?
It didn't really, I don't think it really changed because they just know me like crazy Keisha, like they just know me like that. But I do notice things and like I'm more, you know, I approach them more about things and like talk to them more and try to help them more with certain situations in life.
Right. And is that something that led to your decision about your regarding your major?
Yes.
Okay, so we talked a little bit about that beforehand. Tell me about your journey and how you, you know, the major you started off with and how you transitioned to where you are now.
Well, I did want to do fashion, and then I knew it wasn't going to work out with criminal justice, so I just focused more on criminal justice. And after interning with a getting an intern my senior year, I realized that I couldn't see myself working in that field or that major at all. And so that's why I switched over to social work now, because it's more of a helping, and that's where I want to, you know, use my skills at.
You're listening to CAU Now on WCLK. You can also hear this program on demand at WCLK.com. For more information on Clark Atlanta University, you can visit cau.edu. A lot of our athletes, or athletes in general, they tend to stick with something. They'll study something related to athletics or health sciences, things of that nature. Was that ever a consideration for you, or, you know, something that you struggled with at all?
No, I hate science. anytime I had to take a science class, I don't want to take anything that's going to involve that in it.
Gotcha. So we touched on this early on when we began speaking today. You won the Arthur Ashe Award. Can you tell us a little bit about what that award is?
Well, the Arthur Ashe Award is, I didn't brief myself on it, but it's like an award for like minority student athletes, like who have good academics and excelling and doing good in their sport and everything like that. So I didn't win like the top award for that. I was actually one of the, honorees or something like that. But I got like a certificate for it, but I didn't get like the big, there was like two people who won the top of that award.
Gotcha. Okay. And the NCAA Woman of the Year, you made the short list for that. Can you tell me about that experience and, you know, how you felt when you found out about that designation?
Yes, I knew Ms. Harvey was nominating me for that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really think I was going to make it. I was like, well, I'm not top, like, you know, out of everybody in all the divisions. I didn't think that I was, you know, that high up. But I was very surprised when I made the top 30 nominee. I was like, wow, like, I guess my stuff is great, you know, what I've been doing.
So from that experience, were you able to, you know, meet any of the other athletes that were nominated for these awards?
No, I actually go October 19 to Indianapolis to meet them. So I'm very excited to meet them.
Awesome. Are there any particular athletes that you're looking forward to meeting there?
No, I haven't really read up on all of them yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know who's there, but it would be very interesting getting to know all of them.
Terrific. And we definitely wish you safe travels on that.
Thank you.
Hopefully you'll be a fantastic ambassador for CAU up there.
Mm-hmm.
So aside from your athletic, you know, some of the things that you were able to accomplish are just phenomenal as far as the awards you won and, you know, just leading the team in so many ways. What were some of the challenges that you faced? What was the greatest challenge that you experienced?
I think the greatest challenge I experienced was being team captain, because I really felt like the previous captain there, like, was someone who I looked up to. And I kind of felt like I was nowhere near her, like, level and all the legacy that she left behind. So that was really a challenge for me trying to develop into that role.
Were there any particular strategies or lessons you learned that helped you to step into that role?
Yes, that I had to kind of separate, because I'm used to being, you know, your teammates, friends. But when you accept that role, you kind of can't always be friend-like with them. Like, I have to be, you know, what's the word? Kind of mean to them. Like, I didn't want to do that, so it was hard for me to do so, but I had to step out of my friendship role with them a lot.
Right. Had to be a disciplinarian, a little bit of coaching out there. So with that role, is that something where you had to teach them, you know, to be better athletes, or was it more of a mindset, more of a psychological leadership role?
I think it was a bit of both. And it's like, because, well, it's like we're friends, we know we ran together and stuff. So it's like, I can't really teach them things. You know, they might not take it from me how they'll take it from a coach. But I feel like I might have helped them, you know, with some of the things that we did discuss and talk about, you know, like maybe you shouldn't be doing this and like that. So I think I did have somewhat of an influence on them.
So you talked a lot about your naps that you enjoyed taking early on and, you know, how essential that was for you. How did you balance the academic life with the athletic life, and what were some of the strategies that you employed for that?
Oh, I'm like a really, like, OCD person, so I live my life on a schedule. Like, I had to write everything down. And so, like, what time I was going to eat breakfast, what time I was going to get ready for class. Like, so I knew that I had what breaks I had in between. So I'd be like, okay, I'll use this break to take a nap. I'll use this break to get some homework done.
Wow. It's particularly interesting because a lot of college students fall back on the excuse of, oh, well, you know, my days are, they change so much day to day, I can't really make a schedule. Is that something you struggled with when things would just randomly come up? Or, you know, did the schedule help things from coming up?
The schedule did help things, because with track and cross country, you never know when something's randomly going to come up. Like, I was always getting pulled over in that direction, but mm-hmm. I still always kind of stuck to my schedule. Like, that was my route, like, of my day. So, and, you know, if anything else happened, I would just rearrange things.
Right. Do you have any recommendations for other students on how they can balance? Maybe they're not athletes, but maybe heavily involved in different pursuits, extracurricular stuff.
Time management. Like, always write things down, because, like, sometimes you know, you're trying to use yourself everywhere. Like, I'm going to help this club. And, you know, times get confused and stuff. So it's always good to have something right in front of your face. So if someone's like, hey, can you come help me this day? You look like, oh, I had already said I'm going to help this club out this day. So I think writing everything down is a good way.
So did you physically write this on paper, like in an agenda? Or did you have it on your phone? A lot of people just, oh, it's in my phone, you know, schedule something there.
Yeah, I had two calendars. I had one hanging up on my wall, and then I carried one with me that had everything on it, what I was supposed to do that day and what time this was happening and all that.
Wow, that's great. That's just a tremendous level of discipline for a young person. That's great to hear. So we talked about how did you decide on your major?
The one I'm doing now.
Yeah, on your current major.
Yeah, I decided on that after I interned my first semester, my senior year, and I was like, okay, I don't want to do criminal justice anymore. So I said I'll go. I started taking classes in social work my second semester, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do.
And what? Where did you intern?
I interned with the Department of Juvenile Justice at a probation office.
What was your role there?
I was kind of, I mostly did shadowing, and then I helped them with their caseloads. But I got to see, like, you know, their interactions with the youth and everything like that. And I was just like, I can't do this.
So did you interact directly with any of the young people there, or was it more of a kind of administrative or support role?
Sometimes I was, I got to ask some of the kids questions, like when they were meeting with their probation officer.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't do that a lot.
So did your studies in criminal justice, you talked about the humanities class and how that shaped you. How did your criminal justice program or your education there, how has that informed you as a citizen and as a human being?
I wouldn't necessarily say it informed me any kind of way, because it was just more of you learning, like, this is what this is and this is what that is. But I do feel like the professors, you know, because the book is written that way, but they took mm-hmm. the book. And some of my professors use it to help you use a different type of thinking instead of using the approach that the book wants you to take about things. So, like, Dr. Simon, like, she's a great professor in that department, and Dr. O'Binion.
Okay. And so you graduated earlier this year, and now you're pursuing further academic pursuits in grad school. How does your experience at CAU prepare you for grad studies?
It definitely prepared me like how CAU, they kind of throw you out there on your own, I feel like. And I felt like that really helped me in grad school, because I'm not very dependent on anything. Like, I know stuff could go wrong. And so that really did help me to develop. And then some of my professors used a lot of grad school strategies in the classroom, like with the papers, the 20-page papers and the discussion posts. So that helped me to, like, I know what I was getting into.
So once you finish these, your graduate studies and wrap up completely academically, What are your plans? What would you like to do within criminal justice?
I'm actually not going to go into criminal justice mm-hmm. at all. I just don't want to be in that field anymore. I might end up working for an agency, you know, a criminal justice agency that requires a social worker. Like, right. I might do something like that, but I don't have no interest in having my career associated with that.
Okay. So you clearly accomplished a lot while you were at CAU academically, athletically, and just had a wonderful experience. Looking back, what would you say was the highlight, either academically or athletically? What is the one memory you look back and cherish the most?
I cherish the experience that I had. I got to work at youth power camps with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the experience to get to work with both of their summer camps this summer and then the summer before that. And that really did kind of motivate me and really wanting to work with children. And that really did change my whole life. Like, I really did enjoy those camps.
Great. That's great to hear. Again, congratulations on the awards and all the accolades, and particularly on being an alumni now. How does that feel? Well, you know, what's the experience like been for you in these few months since you finished?
Like, I'm just like, I made it. Like, CAU seems like you can't make it through, but I'm very happy to say that I made it through. Like, I'm very happy about that.
And, you know, now that you're on the alumni side, has your affinity changed, or has your mindset changed and how you interact with the school? Are you looking more, now I'm a leader, or now I have a responsibility to CAU, or are you still just enjoying, you know, that basking in the glow of graduation?
I'm still think I'm on that enjoying side right now.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you back here for homecoming, and particularly with this trip that you're taking up to, was it Indiana, you said?
Indianapolis.
Yeah, Indianapolis. You know, hope that you'll just, you know, have a safe trip up there. And again, congratulations on all of your accolades. And we just thank you for being a wonderful ambassador for CAU.
Thank you.
You're listening to CAU Now on WCLK. This is Desmond Dickerson. I've been speaking with Nakisha Whitaker this morning. You can also hear this program on demand at WCLK.com. For more information on Clark Atlanta University, you can visit cau.edu.
You've been listening to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM, WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. For more information about all things related to CAU, you can visit cau.edu. You can listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. CAU Now is a production of Clark Atlanta University and WCLK Public Affairs. For our host Desmond Dickerson and producer Rob Maynard, this is Morse Baxter. Thanks for listening to CAU Now.